farmer's job.
9:02 AM, call meeting to order. Let's see, people present, Scott Phillips, myself, Jim Williams, Jason Hardy, Larry Page, Felicia Gale, Jessica McCollum, and this is Chief Anthony Ortiz are all in the room.
Yes.
Do it? All right.
Want you to record this?
Yeah, I guess, so a little more than that, all right. All right, so meeting's order, the members of the public need to make any comments? No, okay, so you're making none. First thing on the agenda is we need to certify the election of both myself, Jim Williams, and Josh Phillips.
There was, nominations were made, there were one for each, no contest, so we were elected by default.
Cool.
No opposition. No opposition, I think y'all get together and actually come together and one vote is cast. It's kind of how it looks. So yeah, there's no contested, I just need to send a letter and once you certify to council, state and reappoint.
Do we need to vote on that?
Yes, to accept the outcome of the election.
So should someone besides me or Josh make a motion?
Besides you for yours, yes.
I go ahead and make a motion to certify the results of the election.
For Mr. Williams.
For Mr. Williams and Mr. Phillips.
Second. Motion made by Justin Hardy, second by Larry Page. Any objections to the unanimous decision? Hearing none, motion carries. We're legit. All right, next on the agenda, selection of a chairman and a vice chairman. We have not had a vice chairman.
We have not had a vice chairman.
I'm going to throw the word ever around, I know.
That I know of, on my other boards, we do have a vice chair, but Randy was always there, so we, you know, he made it work, so.
Yeah.
With Mr. Bolton leaving as quick as he did, we thought it would be a great idea to have somebody second command.
Well, as, just as for information, just to educate the board, since none of us have worked on a board with a vice chairman yet, what would the vice chairman, what's the job description of the chairman?
Vice chairman would run the meeting if the chairman was unable to attend. In most cases, it would just be when the chairman was unable to sign for money or to hire or terminate managers as needed. Really as needed.
So in essence, what you're saying is that with a vice chairman, if the chairman is unavailable, the pension board does not come to speak to him all.
Right.
Somebody gets to sit in the big chair.
Somebody.
So since Scott here, I'm with the chairman. Good job, thank you. Put John Dozier in that position, I think he'd be great.
As vice chair?
Yeah.
Should we ask him first? Because that's going to put.
Yes.
I think we should probably, I think we should probably run that by him.
Yeah.
Because that's going to, it may require time, it may require, you know, and I personally appreciate, all of you, but I appreciate talking specifically, the time and knowledge.
Yeah, he's very alive to them.
It's fun to watch some of the conversations in this room with some of the education put around here. Yeah, so we should at least speak to him about that. Because are there administrative duties towards?
Not the secretary.
Josh, you want to talk about it, or?
Coming down, he doesn't want it, I think.
Okay. Do you want to table that decision until the next meeting then? We'll kind of.
Well, we could, we could have a motion to elect it subject to his.
I don't want to put any pressure on him.
Okay.
It's his decision to make, I don't want to put any of those emotions on his, you know what I mean? Just, you know, somebody, if he gets a phone, like, you know what, this is enough for me, that I just want to do this, and that's him. I'd rather him make his own decision on that. I don't want to speak for him. I mean, how y'all feel about it, but I just, you know, I hate to, hey, by the way, we voted, how do you feel about this? I think it's, you know, he's already volunteering his time.
But that's not something that we have to nail down today, correct?
Vice Chair, no.
Okay. We've never had one for, yeah, we haven't had one for 20
18
years.
18 years or whatever it is.
So, so yeah, it's not a right now necessity, but. Yeah.
Something that need to get taken care of just in case we have another situation like the Bolton situation.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, then, moving the other direction, Chairman.
I nominate you.
Nominate me.
I nominate Jim Williams for Chairman.
Does anyone else feel like doing this?
Since then, I guess we'll need it. I don't think.
I probably cannot make a motion for my own destiny. Thank you, Joshua.
You're welcome.
There's a motion.
So we have to be seconded.
Yes.
No. Nominations don't have to be seconded.
I don't know. Okay.
Any objections to you becoming chairman?
Yeah.
Motion carries. I'm stuck. All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm not moving, John. All right. Next engineer, the loyalty oath. Can you,
the
board?
I attended a seminar with the city's attorney, Pat Hinligan, and he stated that the loyalty oaths that we passed out at the previous meetings that the board did not want to participate with, he wanted me to bring back to the board that if you don't sign the loyalty oath, when your reappointment comes up for council, he will advise them not to reappoint unless there is a loyalty sign.
Okay. So specifically for us, we need to do this today. And then by the time they're up for re-election, they need to produce it.
Yes.
Okay. So is there a notary in City Hall for the notary?
We're notary.
You guys are notaries? Okay, so we can, at the end of the meeting, if you want. If you,
you
guys
can
want
to
do
back to
me. Okay. You guys want to, you know, we'll do it by the end of, you know, after the meeting, so we don't want to interrupt meeting time there for that. But for you guys to know, you know, you guys can handle it today if you want to do it, or if that's your decision to make. All right, state money.
State money, we received $472,989.04 from the state this year on August 24th, and it was deposited on the 25th. Now, with that being said, I need a motion from the board to, my request is to work with Dave with Baldwin to get that money from the cash account to wherever it needs to be invested. I'd like to just work with Dave to make that happen so that it's...
Dave and Bill should kind of all be one of our money, yeah.
Yep.
So it's just sitting in cash right now?
Yes.
And we don't need it in cash?
No.
We don't have any drops coming out anytime soon? Or
nope.
Yeah,
we don't need it for any expenses.
February.
We don't have any February first drop coming out, right, Raleigh?
Unless somebody leaves,
anybody, anything can happen, but scheduled, we don't have anything scheduled for February.
We don't have anything scheduled, so, yeah, like I said, just a motion for me to work with Dave to see where it needs to be.
To meet our normal allocation requirements and within state law.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Larry Fagan, second by Justin Hardy. Any objections to unanimous vote? Standing here, none. Motion carries. The ordinance rewrite and SPD. That is the, we want to take all of our amendments, our ordinance of the past umpteen years, and consolidate it into one ordinance. Say again?
We pay one fee, right?
We pay one fee. And also the plan description, is that included in that?
Or yeah, the summary plan description was, Mr. Bolton had already made that request to Adam, Ferguson, Osner. I just want to reaffirm that that's where we want to go.
I think it's a great idea, yeah.
Got thrown up in the air for a minute, but the previous ordinance was from 2000, when the plan actually split out, and then there's been several amendments to that, including one for the fire chief and one for the drop that are just about finished up, or should be within the next month, hopefully, that will be included in that.
Okay. So once all of that is done, we'll invest in getting service and have it all taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We need to reaffirm that direction is what you're telling us?
Yes.
Okay.
That direction needs to be either through me with Adam or through you, you know, conversation with you through Adam to make sure that that's
You've been driving it, so I think it's appropriate that you handle it. So that's not, we can say go, but do we need to vote on that, or is that just... It's already been approved, hasn't it?
I don't have anything in the minutes or a motion stating that it was approved. The direction did come from Scott.
Okay. Well, just as a discussion point, you know, it's... We've got our ordinance is basically a series of amendments.
Okay.
Is what our ordinance, I mean, we've got significant changes over the past, you know, since what, 99?
Yes.
So, you know, 19 years.
Even the new contract back in 17 isn't incorporated into the summary plan description.
So we're one with the ordinance to condense it. So to make it readable, instead of we're reading, you know, amendment that changes amendment that changes amendment. So it's from a
This is Adam Levingston, is the board's attorney. He will take care of that.
Good.
Yeah, it's going to be handled by legal. We're not doing it personally.
Yes.
Good night, Bill.
It would just be time for me to add in that since that new insert distribution book letter that all of you have seen, I'd like to do a conference call with the attorney, you and the attorney, and the board and the attorney, to go over that last, go over it, make sure it's exactly what we talked about in the previous. We had a conference call with them, was it a month or two ago, maybe?
Right.
Yeah. 2 months ago. And now that we have language back, this is what I sent to you.
About the fire chief?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to ask if you guys if you can do that.
The so fire chief?
Phone with them.
The ordinance for the fire chief, the city did.
Yeah.
It did not go through the fire attorney.
No, it hasn't. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't have to for it to happen.
It doesn't. Okay. I wanted him to review with us and talk to him.
But it does have to go through a union vote.
We have to.
Through the union body.
Yes.
I want to be able to go back to the union members and say, hey, we went through our attorney, the intentions attorney also, not just in the city, and this is how
we're going. I believe you've seen that, but...
Yeah. Well, he's seen the first part.
In word, I haven't gotten the actual ordinance yet.
Okay. I think I've got a public summary you did. But the second part, he didn't sell. I just want to make sure he's seen the summary. So that's the appropriate time to ask.
So you want to have a conference call. What's the timeline on this whole thing?
Well, you're trying to move this as quickly as possible.
Well, I understand as quick as possible, but
October 15th is really our timeline, right?
But it's got to go to council.
It will never be done before October 15th, I'll tell you that right now. Everything, you know, you want it to be faster, but it's so slow. But it's got, because they got to have two readings, so it's already passed where it can be by October 15th for council anyway. So it wasn't a holdup for Shane, regardless. The city and city manager, Jerry said there, it's supposed to be city manager, no back date, whatever it is. And whenever this gets done, that's when the channel started that. You start as fire chief. 15 regardless.
Right.
Where we don't done with this is when they're going to be set for that. So, I mean, I want to do it as fast as possible.
Right.
We're not interfering with his retirement benefits.
So what you're saying is you're just, as union president, you want to do your due diligence to make sure that it's
viable at this point.
Right.
Because there's a change in the pension that we've
had. Right.
Everybody voted on the ordinance that we had in place several months ago. Not, you know, not,
right.
We just add to it.
Not
just
what has been
to just add to it and make it totally simple. Like I said, I don't think there's any problem with it, but I don't know.
Right. To have the pensions attorney look at it.
So like I said, the pensions attorney looked at it legally is correct also.
Yeah.
So we wait about 18 years to change ordinance.
Right.
I don't
You don't think 3 more months is going to hurt?
Well, no, I would prefer to wait to change the ordinance until everything is done. It's pointless to write an amendment on the first draft of our new ordinance.
Jared, about that, because last, when he sent me that. He told me he was going to do it anyway, and then he just put this as an amendment. Because he wanted to get the rest of it done.
Yes, this is by itself.
This will be by itself. This will be the one in service, and this will be by itself.
One more time. Tomorrow, they're going to vote on.
Their first reading for the fire chief.
First reading is for the fire chief adjustment, okay. Or amendment, excuse me. And that's all that's going on tomorrow.
That's all that's going on.
Okay. And so then by tomorrow night, we need to have this?
Well, no, it's going to be an amendment. They have to be between that and the second. We should have it before the second reading. We have to have it within 2 weeks.
Okay. So by second reading, we need to have
fire to.
Okay. And just the cops call your attorney.
Yeah. And Adam's usually pretty quick and pretty available.
And John has Bandy. It's been within the day.
Okay.
Yeah. He's usually got.
All right, and that's something we don't have to be at a meeting for or anything like that.
As long as it's just one board member and
it'll be like you, Jim, we'll be the cops call.
Okay.
We can't have two board members
together.
Okay. All right, that sounds good to you guys. Just to hear another opinion on the ordinance. We don't have any power to change the ordinance at all. We just administer it, but just to have another set of eyes and look at the verbiage. For the fire chief amendment is what that moment is asking for.
Well, I think you have to. Yeah. If they're putting the ordinance, the board doesn't have to vote on the ordinance.
You and the city.
Not to negotiate. We should add something on the amendment.
You and the city hand us.
No, I don't have that.
I'd like to submit for
an ordinance change.
Nope.
We don't do anything. You guys hand it to us.
The city is in control of the ordinance.
Well,
the board can bring a items.
They were, but they're not anymore. Because as soon as they added it into our contract and said the ordinance, that made the ordinance a negotiated item. So the union and the city are in charge of the ordinance.
Correct.
That's what I'm saying. But the board has to, after legally, make sure it's legal for both sides are doing it. Right now, we're going
to have the city's responsibility to make sure the ordinance is legal.
But the pension attorney has no responsibility. Pension board has no responsibility to make sure something legal is presented as an ordinance.
It's the city's ordinance. We just administer it.
It's the city's responsibility to make
sure
the ordinance. We execute the ordinance as it's
written. But no.
We don't have any control over
now. Yeah. It is our responsibility to get factual report by that house kind of.
Impact.
Well, that's true. That's
where we would turn that over as board.
The board
to the information to the union body.
I know the board's a facilitator, basically. That's overseeing the board.
The city doesn't
have
that.
Investment of our board.
Yeah. Almost purposefully.
You don't change benefits or any benefit. But I was just saying, I thought it still had after both of us agreed to it, the city and the union agreed to it. I thought the pension had to say, check it, make sure it's legal, and now we'll add it into the ordinance.
No, we don't have that kind of
power. That's the city's ordinance.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, I don't mind doing the conference call. You know, I mean, that's just have a second set of eyes on. I'm willing to spend my time. I don't,
That's what I'm saying. Is there somewhere that's come up in the meantime that we didn't like? The second ordinance, then we should read the second time.
I don't want to do it as a courtesy to the collective bargaining unit. Absolutely, I don't mind at all. Is that going to cost us a lot of money? No? Yeah, I don't mind doing it. I'll spend the time. It's fine. Let's do it right, and let's do it, I'm totally fine with that, and then that's... as much light as we can put on this subject as possible, I think it's best for all parties involved. So once all of this is finished, we'll direct to get the rewrite done. So in essence, once this gets handled, that amendment gets put in, we can then rewrite and make one ordinance. We've been operating off of these amendments for 19 years, we can do it for 19 and a half years. I did too. But rhetorically speaking, this is not a we're not running up against a brick wall here. We can push it out and do it right. We have the time to do it right. Is more what I'm trying to say. So, all right, and that was just an update on that. No necessary action we need to take. Okay, cool. Any other subject? Any other comments on this subject? All right. What do we have next? Operating rules and procedures.
We'll wait on that one until table that one until the next meeting.
Okay. So it's not something we need to handle today?
No. It's not on my agenda. I thought we'd take it off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we definitely should have. All right.
It's on yours, but it's not on my
agenda. Okay. Which one was posted to the, which one was posted to the public? We're not sure. If we're not sure, then let's definitely table it.
Yes, let's table it.
Okay, yeah, let's, if we're not sure it was on the agenda, then let's not do it. If it's not something that, yeah. Alright. Next is, yeah.
Oh, yes, Jim, just when you're back, but I guess it's not the ordinance plan.
Yes.
So the tomorrow night, the drop part, are we going in also, or the whole ordinance, or just when we fire chief part going in?
Fire chief part. Or
when you do the drop ordinance, do you need to add language or something to it where, or I don't know if it's for managing or housekeeping, but like the guys that are in the drop asking for allergies, never mission sheet, plus like a 40 statement after, since now we're leaving the guys money in there, is that something you did as far as?
Oh, so that they want one quarterly after they, after they
separate their money in there, like
the since they're keeping their money in there after they separate?
For either a quarterly statement or at least biannual, you know.
I think we can produce that. I don't think that necessarily needs to be ordinance. I mean, it can be, I guess, but just as a courtesy, I think we can.
I think they leave separation. We should probably just do it quarterly. I mean, it's not. They don't need a monthly one. Like
no, no, at least yeah, quarterly.
So quarterly.
Plus, they get an amortization sheet, right?
They get an amortization sheet when they go into the drop. They get the. They go into the drop. We haven't put a mechanism because we're still producing the document. There's no mechanism in place now for what we're going to do once an employee separates.
Aren't you asked that take that in the plan benefit when I talk about that?
That draft ordinance is in progress.
Yeah.
It's been going back and forth between the city's attorney and Adam.
Yeah.
Adam started the ordinance. The city had it reviewed by their attorney. And he's an IRS attorney. So he's been adding a lot of IRS language.
Yeah.
That's Adam didn't necessarily have in there. Yeah. In the meantime, the city has moved over to Jim Lynn's office. I think they're taking a different direction with the attorney that they want to use.
They sent three different attorneys. Yeah. They sent three different attorneys the last like 2 months.
So they're trying to get that all worked out. They are working on it. I see emails going back and forth.
Should that be where that language is? Like, they say, hey, after you drop, you'll receive quarterly statements or something?
No, not in the actual ordinance.
Or is that just something like for
your... Yeah, it'll just be administrative.
Administrative details or details. Yeah.
We've got in place where, you know, we've got the forms that are out there waiting to be approved.
Okay.
And then... We'll come up with some kind of statement.
I'm sure getting questions from some of the guys. Yep. Who would have dropped and where if you
got. And
so,
question.
Since it appears we don't even vote on this, I'm a little confused why we're even bringing it up. What is this all about? Parking for how long? We just said the newspaper what occurs, but what are we trying to. What's the vote on?
We have. Is this the impact statement?
Yes.
Okay. Does this, everybody have it? Do you have a document? That's it right there. I think that's the back page there. I think flip it over. That's the beginning page. They're wanting to make an amendment to the pension so that the fire chief may opt out of the pension, basically. So he is not required to become a member of the pension if we hire from the outside. If the fire chief is already an employee, he can separate and stop being a member of the pension. Is what they're asking for. Have we got an actual statement on this, or is it?
Yeah, this is it.
Okay, so you can read what they believe the impact would be on.
Why in the world would anyone want to do that?
I can't make personal, I can't delve into the minds of someone's, you know, it's not my place to.
Well, there's a looking.
So they can draw their pension and draw their salary at the same time.
At the same time, now go back to the 401A plan.
Go into it, yeah, get a 401. So what it'll be is he'll be retired, collecting this pension and also still working here, coming back and working here as a fire chief under, but he won't be in our plan no more.
He won't be in the fire pension.
And this would also let some.
Could he take his buddy out of the plan and go somewhere else with it?
No.
It's a defined benefit.
It's a defined benefit plan, so.
In the eyes of the pension, basically, he retires.
He retires.
Whether he retires and goes play golf, goes and works someplace else or what, he's retired. And in the eyes of the pension, he is gone. He is retired. Now, he is an employee of the city. He is working for the city. But we no longer have any business with him.
Then he is a
recipient of benefit.
Chapter 175 and 185 let the police chief and or the fire chief opt out of being.
They're the only ones that can opt out.
Of the whole plan already. Well, PD already has this language in the pension. I've been ran over it because 6 years, 7 years now. You just never basically had someone ask about this other shit.
Not a police and fire chiefs don't stay at places more than 3 to 5 years. So.
Right.
So our plan says they had to vest for 10, so if we hired someone to be outside, they'd have to stay here for 10 years before they got retirement, or they should get their money out. Right. So it makes it more attractive to outside people coming into the department. They don't have to be in that plan.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I've been here for 19 years and I'm on 5-ish chiefs. I'm post and hired, so however many from there.
I'm not counting resting probably it's that 4 weeks. So.
But it's generally that's not a typical lifespan for a first man for a fire chief.
Alright. Let's see. I started passing out the minutes and passing out to you guys that I passed out. Counts receivable to you guys. I probably should have passed those out early in the meeting, I apologize.
We got them in the email.
You get them email because you guys have looked at them. Alright,
we all looked at minutes. I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion made by Justin Knight.
Seconded by
John Phillips. Any objection to the end? Decision to approve last meeting's minutes. Same hearing none, motion carried. Minutes approved. Accounts payable. Does anybody need a couple minutes to look over the accounts payable? I understand they were emailed out, correct?
Yeah,
we're going to go up. I know Larry's taking a minute to go through it. So we can kind of look for a minute. We're doing fine on time, so everybody gets a chance to look through it. You guys want to look through the financial statements while Larry's looking at that?
This was just an update from Dave. Since he wasn't here, he just came to the August meeting and canceled that. He just wanted to send some kind of update to the board.
Is this identical? Because in the email with the flash report, it said that the real estate earnings were not included. Is this updated since then, or is this included now? Is this the same? I think you would say I haven't looked in here, but I believe an email says the real estate earnings were going to be stated as zero.
Pimco is showing that's the most American. No, yeah, they're all still zero.
They're all zero. It says them.
Ah, okay. So then, in all likelihood, whatever numbers we have, because in the update I saw in the text in the update, it said that most likely the numbers are going to be increased overall, because obviously we did better than zero, or at least that's what I was saying. I guess we expect to see positive numbers from the real estate accounts, so it should not be a negative number, which means just, you know, mathematically speaking, it should be better than what we see.
The one we want to key in on is the fiscal year to date, 9.34. Hopefully that holds through till the end of this month.
Mm-hmm. So we are above our number.
We'll be above our.
Yeah.
Expected
return. DGHM has about $7 million in their account. Where do they appear on this sheet?
I don't.
DGHM.
They're on the back of the first sheet. They're showing a market value of $8.2 million.
Don't know if that's
they're about 13% of our fund.
Are they also known as? I still don't see them.
Is that Dalton All Cap? It's the
Dalton All Cap value.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
That's the DGHM that you're referring to, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Looks like that, yeah. It's 2010.
This stuff. This $400,000 is coming from the state. What does that earn if someone is deciding what to do with it?
It's in our cash account, so probably not very much. That's why I wanted a motion to get with Dave so that we could get it invested wherever.
Well, treasuries are earning 2% now, so we just leave it in cash. We don't need it.
I think that's what we're.
We have a fund work.
Right. I mean, we have a cash account to write checks to, you know, for Robert. So when we receive money, it goes into cash, and then we have to make a motion to put the money back into the investment. So it has to, it's, we're moving.
We have enough money in cash to.
Yes.
So we're going to need this $400,000?
Yeah, we don't need this liquid cash, so we're going to allot it to the fund.
The city gives us contributions every 2 weeks of the payroll. And usually that's enough to pay whatever retirees need to pay out. Those are generally need money for the fires when there's a big drop payout.
I just hate to see us leave money at no interest in the cash account.
Yeah, no. That's why I wanted to get a motion to get it out.
Okay.
It would have actually happened back in August, but we didn't have a meeting, so I would have been ready for it. But.
So basically, just for information, the payroll that comes in every 2 weeks automatically goes into?
That automatically goes into Wells Fargo cash account.
Okay, which then, I mean, that money, that money ends up for disbursements and that. So then if we end up really ahead and we get a large cash account, we have to make a motion to push it in there or this money to move. So we just have to basically, we have to make the purposeful movement to put the money in investment. So that's.
I do want.
Does that help where what we're talking about is that we have to on purpose move the money. We can't automatically have it sit over.
No.
And we can't do that, can we?
No.
Okay.
Okay, go to the page on fixed income.
What page are we looking at here?
This Vanguard, over here, not doing much at all. .06 since inception. What are they properly invested in, you know?
No, those are good questions for Dave.
Okay.
This was just an update.
Well, we've got 20% of our portfolio in fixed income stuff.
I think we should. Dave's scheduled to be here, I presume, on December 11th. So Dave will be here then. So I think a lot of those specific questions are probably going to need to bounce off of him. Just real quick to kind of take a step back, have you looked through the accounts payable area?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's work on getting accounts payable with that. Let's address accounts payable. We've approved the minutes. We've all looked at accounts payable. We need to approve accounts payable.
I make a motion to approve the accounts payable.
Motion made by Justin Hardy. We have a second. Second by Josh Phillips. Any objections to unanimous decision? Seeing and hearing none, the motion carries. All right. So back to in regards to the report from ANCO. I think we probably should hold all of our questions until we get a hold of until Dave's in the room. So we can look at, you know, where they are in their peer group, where they are, you know, we can really kind of, you know, because this is the flash report, it's not the full report, so we don't have peer group in here, we don't have, so it's hard to make an apples-to-apples comparison. Even if it looks, regardless of how it looks, I don't think we can make an informed decision just because we don't have the whole picture to look at. but I think Dave will be happy to answer those when we get done there.
Well, I think it's interesting that we, the depreciation income, we're $5,300,000, which is roughly 8% of our portfolio.
That's not bad. That's good.
I can transfer my farm over here.
Let's see, minutes, accounts payable, addressing beneficiary forms and a new hire procedure.
Will we, like that we did it last time? Okay, so that's what we'll stay with. On the 80-hour week, when I have them, I'll bring them to you, and we'll do the beneficiary forms, we'll do the, all that stuff, and then get, have them signed up, the new hire procedure. So if that seemed to work out, we did.
Yeah, to update the other members of the board, to report it, everybody else, he was here. When an employee's hired, we obviously have to fill out a couple of forms to get involved in the pension. Up until recently, that was a member of the board's job. Typically, the Jeremy or Randy would do it. We'd go to him, you know, fill out the paperwork. They did eventually get it to Alicia. With our last couple new hires, we're incorporating it into the new hire orientation process, which seems, in my opinion, was a no-brainer. So employees are brought in. They're on 240-hour weeks before they're placed on a shift. So that way they get initial training, they see how we do it here, how to be at work stuff. And in that, we bring them into Alicia's office, and she takes care of the paperwork here, so that way these forms and everything needs to be done. She picks them up, walks across the hall, and files them where they belong. So basically, we streamlined it, is what we've done. We've gotten the forms in faster, we've gotten...
How do we handle the employee relations with... On an annual basis, do we tell him how much he's got?
Yes, we produce a report annually.
What is anticipated retirement will be?
Yeah.
On retirement, we sit down with him, and he decides how he wants to get it, that kind of stuff.
On retirement, yes. They get a yearly statement saying here's where he was far, you know, kind of an estimate.
As of whatever, September 31st, you have this many years of service. Your estimated income is going to be this by the time you're eligible. Your eligibility date is whatever, 2040 or whatever, you know.
Yeah. Within a reasonable margin of accuracy. I mean, obviously, it's not, you know, dead center mass accurate because you're talking
just
about...
Just out of curiosity, what kind of health plan do they have? Blue
Cross and Blue Shield. It's the same as the city employees.
Blue Cross?
Well, it's a city plan that... We go through Blue Cross and Blue Shield. It's a city's. We're self-financed in the insurance, but we
what's
use
the deductible on that thing.
It depends on what plan they choose.
There's varying levels of.
And if you have a single employee,
you pay for most of that, or
no. The retiree pays 100%.
Yeah.
I know the teachers. It starts at $5,000, which in effect be a major benefit policy.
That's.
Which is
us. And you
okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. No, absolutely not. But anyway, that's what we're dealing with that. So we're just streamlining the income, the in processing.
And that way, if they have any questions, they go right to the source instead of.
As I understand it, disability payments come out of our pension fund. Is that correct?
That is true.
Okay. Other matters? Do you have anything else to, I think we've had some good progress. Is there anything else we need to handle?
The next meeting is going to be December 11th.
Next meeting is December 11th.
That is a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. It's a C shift.
I'm on busy that day, but I will make sure I'm here.
What's your slate signed or what?
He's in it on Monday. But
that is your decision to make, but, you know, and then what we'll do is after the meeting, if you choose to sign it, we'll get them notarized. So that way everything's taken care of before we leave City Hall today.
Okay.
To reiterate on that. So I think that's everything. Any other matters to bring up? Mr. Altman?
Does the board vote like you decide administrator, like you decide someone's who goes in a drop? You don't bring it to the board and say that X amount of members going to drop.
It is a vote.
It is a vote.
So you have the success should be in here now?
And then we don't have a final back from an actuary yet.
So he'll be on the next
episode. So he left at the end of August, he left, just so that everybody knows how it works. He left at the end of August, so his final check happened in the middle of September. Okay. So we got that information from payroll, and now we've submitted it to the actuary. So for a drop, it's always retro for that first month. But we'll get it in and get it done, you know, by October 15th.
And then at that point, we get Amber's issue sheet?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah. We'll do that to get his final back.
Oh, trust me, he's hammered me about that sheet.
Yeah, once he's in the drop.
A little bit.
Yeah, once everything falls, then the process gets to the actuary, and the actuary takes it.
Yep. Yeah, I figured it had to be a process, and I was like, wasn't sure if there was, like, you're going to drop telling him to go anywhere, and he knows the money.
Correct. But, and he's not waiting for our vote for the amortization report.
Yeah.
So everything is moving. So our vote's not holding anything up. Or, you know, when it comes to the board, so he'll still get it in due time. And
yes. Everything in the pension runs behind.
Right.
I'm not saying that in a bad way, but you have to
run
numbers
right
before you get to
right. Yes. That's how it runs. All right. Awesome. All right, no other business. December 11th. It's a Tuesday, and it is a C shift. We need to start putting shift in our dates when we...
Man, put, once again, you make out like a bandit, Jim. I think the president's making, or the chairman's making these things.
Starting to see a
pattern here.
See a pattern?
Yeah. Working the system already, Jim.
I'm not sure. These accusations are wrong. All right. All right, it is 9:44. We're adjourned.